broadcasting to you from the other side, by which I mean the other side of Sheffield. This is Two Men and a Ghost.
This is Two Men and a Ghost podcast number 4, and I'm glad we're doing it because it's a bit boring at the moment. We're down this lane in Sheffield, really late at night, and it's dark. Oh, is that someone we can pull over? We've just been driving up and down trying to find somewhere. Right, well done, Mike. I'm in the car with Mike. I'll just let you park here, and then you can explain why we're here.
Excellent.
And in case you're wondering about the atmospheric music in the background...
It's a spooky place.
It is.
It's a very spooky place.
Yeah, it's actually... No, it's actually a Halloween sound effects record you got from Poundland, isn't it?
Tesco.
Oh, is it Tesco?
Hey, I'm not cheap.
You're not cheap.
No, no.
You're the best.
No, trust me. I go to the best place. Trust me, I really do. Yeah.
All right, okay. No, you've turned the lights off now. So we're in a country lane. No, it's okay, because you'll do the batteries down.
You know what I've forgotten?
What have you forgotten?
The torch. The wind-up torch.
So in 10 minutes, we're going to walk down this lane with no lights.
Yeah, I knew there was something I forgot. I've got the lizard.
You've got the lizard.
I got a lizard.
You've got the Poundland sound. I beg your pardon, Tesco sound effects record, which is making all the difference.
It works for me. I'm frightened.
Yeah.
I've got also some other things that are very scary.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I think I told you that what I've bought is I bought an EMF recorder.
Yes.
And. I don't know if you... Do you know what an EMF recorder is?
No.
It's, I've been doing my reading up. You can actually get tape recorders that when you press record, they pick up stuff that the human ear can't hear.
You mean like frogs and dogs?
No. Even better than that. They pick up... It's EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
Ah, I'm with you now, yes.
And actually, you can pick up spirit sounds. Well, that's what they say you can pick up. So I've been doing some experimenting, so I want to play you something I recorded.
That would be very encouraging.
Yeah, because
the thing is that, I mean, most professional ghost hunters, which is what we is, but most professional
Are
ghost
we professional?
Hunters...
Do we get paid for this?
Nope. But we do it out of the good of our hearts, because while we're out there at night, people rest easy in their beds. They lie there thinking... Thank God it's not us. It's them.
Yeah,
they're out there.
Because someone's got to do it.
Somebody's got to... It's not an easy job.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's not a clean job.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to get out there and
we're
do
like
it.
We're like the paranormal neighbourhood watch.
Absolutely. Or we're like
we,
your...
We park in neighbourhoods and they watch us.
Or we're just like your abnormal neighbour. Sorry. I can resist it.
Shall I turn the sound effects so
good
you
idea. Know? Yeah, maybe it's getting a bit boring. Oh, good idea.
Oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
Wow. That's wow. It sounds like a mutual friend of ours called
the
Chris.
The thing is, it's a country lane. I can't see any houses anywhere. Have you locked the doors?
I have indeed.
Right.
You never know what might be around the corner. You just never know. Okay, where are we? That's what everybody's saying today.
Or what
they might be doing is just like the North American Indian tribe of old, they might be saying, where the heck are we?
You sold that one last week.
I know, and it was as bad then as it is today. Where we are, ladies and gentlemen...
Shall I turn this down a bit?
I'll lower it. There we are.
Oh, you've got it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, hey, all mod cons in this car, look.
You can manually turn these.
Yeah, they're gizmos, even by the steering wheel, in the Ghostmobile.
Now, this is great, because you'd normally put on a Nana Mouskouri CD, but now we've got Halloween sound effects. So.
Yeah, I would not put on Nina Mouskouri, because I couldn't find one.
You couldn't?
Simple as that. I couldn't find one. Right, where are we is the question everybody's asking, I hope. And the question is, or rather the answer is, we are in a place which is called, rather appropriately, Hell Clough.
Hell Clough.
It's an echo. Hell Clough, yes.
No relation to Brian Clough.
No relation to Brian Clough. Okay, let's get right into the nitty-gritty as to what goes on here and what has been witnessed so many times in the past. In order to establish the story, in order to find out what's going on, I'm sorry, the background is really interesting.
You know, that's not Halloween sound effects. That's the sound of people listening to this podcast.
It is, yeah. This is it, saying, where's the turn-off switch? For God's sake, where's the turn-off switch? What happened was that you've got to go far back to 1745. Now, back in 1745...
Oh, I thought you meant 545.
Yeah, rewind the tape. Too. Yes, good idea. Very good, very good. Right. In 1745, in 1745, there was a guy called James Archibald Durant.
Jimmy Durante.
Isabella, it's yes.
Shit, my piano.
It's the nose. So anyway, this is really weird, this, because we're sat...
Well, we're enjoying this, you might.
We're having
be,
a great time. We're sat in a really spooky lane, I swear to
if
goodness.
If we're a bit manic, it's probably because we're a bit spooked.
It's we fear. Sort of, yeah. It's fear, because we have wet ourselves.
I actually saw something move out there, but I think it was just a twig.
By Asgard.
Yeah.
No, it's almost a full moon, so we might get three quarters of a werewolf go past. But, I'm saying, I need a shave. But anyway... back to James Archibald Durant. What happened was...
Oh, it's Durant, not Durante.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Durant.
But anyway, what happened was that the entire story is really based on human tragedy. Mm. Because what happened was that he was known for having a very violent temper. And his wife, out of kindness, she had invited... a young cousin, or at least it's labelled down as a kinsman, so we kind of presume it's a young cousin, and to come and stay at their home for a time. Now, they got on really well. They were good friends, not just cousins, they were good friends. But unfortunately, the husband, he was jealous. He clearly had a lot of insecurities, and he believed wholeheartedly that there was something going on between his wife and the young man. At which point, in a fit of rage, he confronted the young man, drew out his dagger, and stabbed him. And the young man fell dead on the floor. Now,
gosh, that's horrible.
It is. It really is. Yeah. Really is disgusting.
And it happened here, did it?
No, in Scotland.
Oh, it happened in Scotland.
My apologies. I should have actually
said. So why are we
beginning.
Here?
Well, because the car will never...
You're just telling a random story about another
no,
part of...
the car will never make it to Scotland,
right.
So we're doing this long distance.
We're not going the high road or the low road. We're doing the dark road.
So what happened was that his wife, when she returned, she was told about the tragedy. Now, it's going to be really... It was pretty obvious that there'd been a tragedy.
You jump then?
Because I didn't expect that sound.
Was it a good idea putting this CD on?
Not really, no. Not really. So what happened was that the wife came home and... Oh, thank you.
Did I turn it off?
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay, I've got it. And when the wife came home, she obviously saw bloodstains on the floor.
Oh, dear.
And inquired about it. He was quite open, said what had happened, and by put it down however you want, coincidence, something weird, the woman died on the spot, the very spot that the young man had died on. Now,
sorry, it's not a funny story. It's
no,
just, it's just this CD's just. Well,
it was
the creeps.
It was either that or Sounds of the 70s. Well,
oh, I like Sounds of the 70s.
Oh, sorry. Get that cat out of here, for God's sake. Get out! Come on, get out! Get out! 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 Damn you, cat! Out! Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Oops. Oh, sorry about that. Look, give me back my foot! Sorry.
Oh, gosh, I think one of them just was marking its territory on my trousers.
Ew, disgusting. Hold on, I'll just give it a swift...
There we go.
Sounds like it's got an asthma or something. But anyway, what happened was that the villagers, they decided... I hate cats. What happened was that the villagers decided that they were going to arrest the guy, Durant, and obviously he knew he was going to end up being executed. Now, he found his way out of the situation. And how it happened was this. Around the same time, because he was a distant cousin of the House of Stuart, Charles Stuart had returned to England from France. He'd gone to Scotland, and he was rounding up an army to fight England. Obviously, he found his opportunity, and he thought, great, I'm going to join this lot, I'll get out of the situation. So he left where he was in Scotland, he took his young daughter called Selina, and he just packed up a few belongings, and he was off. Now, the story goes that when he got into England, the army actually came down as far as areas of, like, Derbyshire. Great fighting took place. You can even hear it right now as I speak. That's the cat going down the stairs. Great fighting took place, but suddenly they were in a position whereby they had to retreat. And as a result of it, he thought, look, I'm going to break ranks. So he took his daughter, and he found in the area we're in right now...
Oh, at last!
There we are, we got to the point!
I wonder where this was going.
Absolutely. Where the cat is. He came across this innkeeper. Now, the innkeeper took pity on him, and because he'd switched clothes and was trying to pass himself off as a British, like, grenadier. Mm. And he said, look, I think it really took pity on the child, because she was very young at the time. And he managed to get a place pretty close to where we are right now.
Mm.
And he built, with his own hands, a small kind of building. And he traded. He sold tobacco and food and things. And things were doing really well. His daughter was growing up fine. Everything was happy. Until the old jealousy thing came back again. His daughter, who was apparently very beautiful, whose name at that point had been changed to Marge, according to the records by the Vicar of Norton.
So Selina to Marge.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, and the problem is, you can't tell the difference between Selina and Marge.
Can't you? It's yeah. Butter and Marge.
Oh, sorry. Right.
So, I can't believe it's not Selina.
I can't believe it's not Selina, they used to say. No, it's really Marge, they used to say. My yeah. goodness, how she's changed. Now, Marge knew...
She spreads herself around.
Marge knew that her father was a very jealous man and not easy to get on with. But she married in secret. And once married... You see the way, you hear the bell then? Perfect timing?
It's spooky, this.
Absolutely.
It just fits in perfectly.
I know. It makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what happened was she brought her new husband home. But a great fight broke out between Durant and the new husband. And in a fit of fury, really to defend himself, the poor young man stabbed and he killed Durant. And he had to run away. Now, this is where it's getting spooky. Bear with me further. The poor girl, tragedy had come upon her again. What had happened was that she'd lost a mother, her father was now dead, and her husband had left. She remained in the area. Bringing it closer to present time. By this time, you've made the umpteenth cup of tea thinking, thank God we've got to the present time. What happened was this. On numerous occasions, there have been sightings in this area.
Right. Oh, that's why we're here.
Precisely.
Right.
The first time it was ever recorded was that a family, they were happened to come down this very spot we're on, and at one time over to what would be, sounds like a toilet flushing. What's scary about that? Never mind.
Is there a port-a-loo around here?
I don't know. It must be.
Yeah.
By thunder. Anyway, what happened was that there was a field of corn very close to where we are.
Right.
And they looked up... Oh, sorry about that. They looked up and they saw... Excuse me. They saw a young woman dressed in very old-style clothing and a large pitcher hat walking towards them.
You're just making this up as you go along.
Listen,
just...
if I swear, listen, if I'm not telling the truth, may I stop speaking...
Oh, there's a car coming up. It's not the blooming police, is it?
Oh, not again. This could get boring.
No. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Buy it. We can tell everybody about the dogs afterwards as well. That was funny.
The dogs?
Yeah, do you remember the loose ones?
Oh, the loose dogs? Yeah.
Anyway, what happened was that they actually...
Frog Pond Farm.
I'd never want to pull a dog, pull a frog. Never mind. I won't get into that. Anyway, what happened was that they saw this young woman walking across where... the fields of corn are, and she crossed the road and went into the woods.
Mm.
When they examined the field of corn, it had not been trodden down.
Ooh.
Normally, it's obvious common sense. If a person's walking across, it's going to be flattened.
Yeah.
It was not flattened.
Right.
And what happened was that they discovered through checking into the story that the very area that the young woman had been seen walking into was the area where once stood the old cottage that had been built for them. Okay, let's open up our minds to the idea. Is it the ghost of Marge? Is Marge better than Selena? Who knows?
But last time we've been here before.
Yes, we have.
Last time we came here, but we can't find it now. We parked by where we thought that field was, and... we pulled over, got out, and then right in front of us, because we hadn't seen it in the dark, was a ruddy great electricity pylon.
Yes.
Just about 2 feet from where we'd parked.
Yes.
So we wondered if maybe the sightings had had any... Like, we were talking earlier about electromagnetic fields.
That's right, yeah. I do agree with that, actually. I mean, a lot of the places we have investigated, whether it be...
Like the Stocksbridge Bypass.
Exactly. You know, there's numerous places that are connected to these pylons.
Mm.
Now, the point is, of course, and you're right to bring this up, is there a plausible link between some form of electromagnetic current that infiltrates the atmosphere, that produces things for people to see? I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, the important thing is, and this is the entire thing about being two men and a ghost, is that we don't go on the line of saying, yeah, definitely it's a ghost. We don't go on the line of saying, oh, it's a load of rubbish, you know, we don't believe in it. No, we respect the subject wholeheartedly. We respect people who believe in it and have been gracious to share their stories and they've been very kind. We simply, like anybody listening to this, we are... looking for answers.
You make it sound like we thought it through properly.
Didn't we?
Didn't we?
Go on, tell them about the loose dogs. Go on, go on.
No,
go
the
on.
Loose dog. Well, no, like last time we came here.
Go back.
Normally, you go past a facility or a building or something, it says beware guard dogs.
Yes.
Or beware of the dog. This one said, beware loose dogs.
That was very worrying, especially the one standing with the handbag.
Oh, yeah, we thought, oh, gosh, this is a red light district for dogs.
Can you imagine getting being picked up by a dog?
Yeah.
I mean, that was right. Hi, honey. Hi, I'm a Dalmatian. You can spot me anywhere.
No.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I don't know why. I do agree with you. Why on earth did they do things like that?
Yeah.
But I think the entire subject, though, the entire subject, from what I can see, comes down to this. I think what it is, basically, it reminds me... You know, it's kind of like the reality and also a person's conception the concept of what it might be all about. Example, remember once before I was saying I'm a big Kate Bush fan. I love Kate Bush music.
I'm wondering, are we still talking about loose dogs?
I would never in a million years link...
Well, no, she did an album called Hounds of Love.
Oh, I see what you're going.
And she's lying on the front cover next to a dog.
Oh.
So I wasn't sure if that's what you...
I see what you're getting. I feel really stupid. And I'm embarrassed. And I feel really foolish. No, what it is regarding people's perception and the reality of these situations.
Oh, you're talking about ghosts.
Right. For an example, do you remember when Kate, she put out that really fantastic song?
Oh, we're back
song.
To Kate Bush again.
Absolutely. She's wonderful. She put out the song that everybody referred to as Babushka.
Oh, Babushka.
Right. And everybody sings it thinking Babushka is this young girl and blah, 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 right?
Mm.
Right. That's the perception. Now then, let me throw something in the mix. And this is just to illustrate a point. You follow me. The reality is Babushka, or correctly pronounced, because it's a Russian word, Barabushka. Barabushka.
Barabushka.
It means grandma or grandmother.
Mm.
So, for years, we've all been singing, granny, my granny, my granny, my granny, I love you. You see what I mean?
This is so relevant, Mike.
It comes back to perception of a situation and reality.
Ah!
Now, the perception of this thing is that you will get a lot of people think, yeah, oh, there's ghosts walking around every night. We don't know. The reality is, like you've rightly commented, we've done, investigation into ghosts, into urban myths for something like a year and a half now. And I think there's been occasions where it's been kind of, what's in your eye corner? What's moving? And you never quite know. But we can't regrettably turn around and say, yes. But that is the great thing about what we're doing, and that we keep ploughing on, and I hope people out there keep listening.
Yeah, even though we're never going to find a blooming thing, we can keep going and justify it by what you've just said.
Thank you. I thought it was pretty
whatever
good, actually.
Whatever it was. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. Do you want to hear some more spooky sounds? Or what would you prefer to do? Do you want to have a walk
well,
in the
we
dark
could
and
have
fall
a,
over?
We could, shall we try and have a walk in the dark?
Yeah,
and then
I've got my mobile phone. Well, it might be a glow from it.
Yeah, well, glow from your phone.
Glow from a phone.
There we go. And then I'll whip out my EMF recorder.
Yes, please. Cause
you looked a bit worried then.
Yes, I was. I kept thinking there's something else to delete. But no. That sounds good. I'm just wondering what I'm going to
do. I'm worried. You've got your headlights on. I'm worried that the battery's going to.
I've turned it off. And
right.
Look.
Oh, you've done it now. Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine. There's still a bit because there's almost a full moon outside. So
right.
Say a little bit.
Shall I say this bit to put us in the mood for being frightened?
Instead of going for a walk, why don't we just stand near the car?
I think that's a damn good idea.
Because now that you've turned the headlights off.
It's really frightening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here on a spooky lane.
Yeah.
That there's meant to be a ghost walking around. And there's almost a full moon. And you know what's in my mind?
We're surrounded by shrubbery.
A shrubbery? you know what's on my mind? Do you remember the movie? American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, I love it.
Keep to the path.
Keep to the path.
Yeah, keep to the path.
Yeah.
Well, actually, might be a good opportunity to get out because there's something on the back seat that I want to press. So it sounds cool. Shall
but,
we do it?
Yeah, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
But then I never do.
Neither do I. Right. I'm going to unlock the car. Mm.
Right. Oh, I hope. It's a bit peaceful outside. Oh, there's the moon. And there's a really bright star, or it could be a planet. So, here we go, we're outside. Oh, I'm missing the sound effects record already.
Oh,
you know what, my battery's going to run out any minute.
Oh, bollocks. It's... You're kidding. Sorry, you said that.
Shall I edit that bit out?
No, it's okay. No. Shall I just play it quickly? I tell you what.
No, well, let's just keep going till it runs out.
Right. Because what about the spooky thing that you wanted the people to hear?
What have you... I can't... Yeah. I have got... You're holding two round things.
Hold on. Where's the... Do you like it?
That is wonderful. It's like one of those snow ornaments you get for Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? You can do it together. Stereo.
So, you're holding up these novelty globes with ghosts in.
Right.
And mist.
Incredible.
I hope you didn't pay too much for those.
Hey, listen, I've got my hands on a pair of ghostly globes. This is incredible. Incredible.
Do you have you got a Dolly Parton CD?
Oh, by the way, if ladies and gentlemen, just in case you ever wondered where he's gone, we do have the lizard on the back seat. Do you want to say hello?
No.
Why not? No.
No lizards!
Oh, okay, Bill.
Listen, we only had the lizard in the first podcast, so...
Yes, you'll have to listen to the first podcast to know why we've introduced him and got him back in the back seat.
Well, listen, I've been experimenting at home. I actually did at least 5 minutes of preparation before we came here. And I've rigged up a sound recorder to pick up EMF frequencies and hopefully pick up sounds from the spirit world. So, you're holding your mobile phone for a bit of light. So I'm just going to press. I did a bit of recording on the way here. So I'm just going to press and see if it's... hang on, what? Oh, it's very faint. Can you hear... Let me turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, you do the thing.
So that this is, whatever this is, I can't hear it properly. This is happening in the spirit world, or it was when I was recording. What do you reckon it is? I can hear these weird...
It sounds sick. It sounds very weird to me.
Wow. Because normally you just hear these ethereal voices, apparently, when you do this.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
No, I'm not sure I'm keen on that. So doesn't
no fill, human could make that sound.
Doesn't fill me full of hope for the afterlife. No.
Is it one?
I'm holding my EMF recorder. You're just holding the glow from your mobile phone over my nose. The battery's going to run out any second.
Oh.
Have we got anything profound to say before it finishes? Before some police pull up again?
Yeah. All I could say is that...
We might have another 10 minutes for
I hope we do. And I hope people are looking in on the blog.
Yeah, the blog.
Do you want to remind them how to do it?
Yeah, twomenandaghost.blogspot.com. Right, sorry we were cut off there. We turned this off.
We're back on?
We're back on. We turned this off for about 10 minutes. And the battery seems to have decided it's got power again. So, look, I was about to give a YouTube link. YouTube.com/the2mg. And shall we just keep recording now until it really does run out?
Yeah, so, get the blog spot.
We're back in the car again, and now
I've got my
Mike's found a different way of running down the car battery. He's got the you're holding your two was it ghoulies?
No.
Or ghosts.
I've got my ghostly globes.
You've got your ghostly globes.
Yes, they're very ghostly.
Right. Shall we say goodbye before we do get cut off again?
Yes, what about the podcast thing as well, Podomatic?
I mentioned that.
Did you really?
Yes!
Oh, right, good.
You weren't listening.
I was too busy trying to dismantle the globes.
So goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye!
And now we can keep talking until it really does run out of batteries.
Do you reckon it will?
Yeah, it's flashing. Look, see that it's flashing.
Wow. I wonder why it came back on.
Yeah, well, the thing with batteries is they run out.
Yeah.
You leave. Special thanks to Spike Nesmith for scary voice and sound effects at the beginning of this podcast. Thanks to Ever Desireless for their atmospheric music called Assembly Line Romance. Thank you for listening. Thanks to The Lizard. And we hope to join you soon for the next eventful podcast of Two Men and a Ghost.